Greetings, you are watching Dugin's Guideline. Over the past few weeks in Europe, and most importantly in France and Germany, one terrorist attack, massacre, explosion, suicide bomber, shooting, and hostage taking has followed another. On July 14th, a terrorist killed more than 80 people in a truck in Nice. On July 18th, an Afghan armed with an axe attacked passengers on a train in Bavaria. A week ago in Munich, an 18-year-old shooter opened fire at a McDonald's and shopping mall, killing 9 and injuring 35 people, mainly teenagers of Turkish and Albanian origin. A 15-year-old accomplice of the Munich shooter planned an attack in Stuttgart. On July 24th, a refugee from Syria hacked a pregnant kebab waitress from Poland to death with a machete. Almost simultaneously, an explosion occurred in the center of another Bavarian city, Ansbach, injuring 12 people. On July 26th, two terrorists of Arab origin who had sworn allegiance to ISIS attacked a church in Saint-Étienne-du-Ravry in northern France and took hostages. They brutally murdered a priest. On July 27th, in Malmö, Sweden, an unidentified person opened fire in a mall. On the same day, in the Bavarian town of Zindorf, on unknown persons detonated an explosive device near an office for migrant and refugee affairs. What has happened to Europe? All of this was in fact quite predictable. Europe is inexorably nearing brink of civil war. What is the essence of this war? In order to understand this, we should pay attention to the two major forces that are unleashing this war and becoming its main poles. On the one hand, there are the hordes of migrants from the Middle East and North Africa. On the other, there are European nationalists whose influence and determination is growing in strict proportion to the number of migrants. Hence the equation. The more migrants, the more nationalists, and the more that migrants resort to violence, the more hysterical and harsh the nationalists' response will be. And here is the most important point. In order to save Europe, or at least balance out the situation, every mentally sane European government should immediately halt immigration. After all, the situation is critical. But what we see are European leaders repeating for the 10th time, most migrants are good and different and more tolerant. On July 28th, German Chancellor Angela Merkel stated that there will be no changes in the immigration policy. George Soros and American politicians are acting as the ideologues of the migration growth and for providing migrants with maximum freedom. They are pressuring Europe into becoming more tolerant and open. As Europe follows Washington and Soros, explosions and bloody massacres are becoming the daily norm of modern Europeans. Little by little, this is leading to a European Spring, a fully-fledged civil war. What goal do those who are stubbornly increasing the chances of terrorist danger and the violence in Europe have? They can have only one, bringing Europe to an end, finally destroying it and building the same bloody mess as in the Middle East on the European continent. Once again, we can see the favorite tool of American geopolitics, which the US used to blow up the Arab world and has already destroyed several countries – Iraq, Libya, Yemen and Syria. This tool is none other than radical Islamic fundamentalism, Salafism and Wahhabism, whose brand logo and PR signboard is the Islamic State, Daesh, which is banned in Russia. They make up the core of all extremist acts committed by migrants or simply attribute these to themselves, which only strengthens their image. But these same forces also stand behind European nationalists, especially in their extremist, neo-Nazi and xenophobic versions. Remember Breivik, whose follower recently tried to repeat the same murderous deeds in Munich. Such extreme neo-Nazis are orientated towards the US and Israel and are patronized by their intelligence services. Thus, Europe is being struck from two sides, but by one and the same player. Washington and Soros are stimulating immigration and overseeing extremists from ISIS with one hand, while with the other they are supporting the extreme right for pitting them against both migrants and another one of America's enemies, Russians. This script was already played out in the example of Ukrainian Nazis from right sector, an organization banned in Russia just like Daesh. Let's pay attention to the geography of recent terrorist attacks. France, Germany, Germany, France, Germany, and so on in period. Why in these countries? Because after Brexit, Europe got the chance to somewhat deviate from America's suffocating control. And as always, the two pillars of continental Europe, real Europe, remain France and Germany, who are much less controlled by Anglo-Saxons than other. So now they get a black spot from Washington. As John Kerry loves to put it, the mechanism has been launched. This time the mechanism is civil war in Europe, which in such a situation as now is almost inevitable. The more migrants, the more terrorist attacks. Both are only increasing. Goodbye. You've been watching Dugin's guideline on the impending civil war in Europe. Can this be stopped? Maybe it's too late. But at any rate, the only chance for salvation is to immediately abandon the US and NATO at breakneck speed. Are you all ready? If not, tomorrow you'll become Libya. Don't take it personal.